Hi, right. The anatomy of the skin, there's a challenge in 5 minutes. So it's going to be nice and brief, which is the aim, right? Focus my mind. Otherwise, oh, look, I'm already off on a tangent. Right, I've started my timer. So the skin, let's talk about, well, a few facts of the skin, then the functions of the skin, and then the layers and thick versus thin skin. That sounds sensible. So the key facts are that the skin is its own body system. There's an entire body system called the integumentary skin, and the integumentary system, and that is the skin. It is also the largest organ in the body, which is probably more of a pub quiz thing than anything else. Its functions then? Well, it keeps water in. So we are filled with water and salts, and we have to carefully balance the amount of water inside us and the concentration of all those salts. So the skin is a really important part of that. And if the skin is broken, that fluid leaks out, right? And so it's waterproof, but it also keeps water out for the same reason, that careful balancing of fluids. It's a physical barrier then, also keeping the world out, you know, thinking about pathogens, viruses and bacteria, all those little things, they're kept out of the body by the skin. It is a sensory organ. It's covered in sensors, temperature, touch, pain. We're well aware of all of this. So the skin is a major sensor for the outside world. It's also involved in temperature regulation. We sweat, which helps us cool down. We can increase or decrease the blood flow to the skin to help regulate our temperature. And it's also involved in vitamin D synthesis. The skin is made up of, let's say, three layers: epidermis, dermis, and hypodermis. The epidermis is the outer layer. It is a stratified squamous keratinized epithelium, which means that an epithelium is a sheet of cells. Squamous means those cells are flat, stratified means there are multiple layers, and keratinized means it's filled with keratin. Keratin is a great protein for making a tough waterproof outer covering. And there's even more keratin, of course, in hair and nails, but the cells of the skin, the outermost cells of the skin, are also keratinized. Now that epidermis is also made up of layers. The stratum basale is the basal layer, the deepest layer, and that's where we find the stem cells. So the cells of the skin are constantly being reproduced by the cells in the stratum basale. The stem cells stay there, but then the cells they produce work their way towards the surface, the outer part of the body. The stratum spinosum is the next layer up then. The cells look a bit spiky here. There's more mitosis going on, but they're starting to become cells of the skin. And then the next layer towards the surface is the stratum granulosum. The cells are flattening now, they're filling with keratin. Thick skin has an extra layer called the stratum lucidum, the see-through skin, but then the final layer is the stratum corneum, corny, corn. It's the thick, tough outer layer, and that's the layer in contact with the world. So that's the layer that gets shed, right? The dust in our houses is all stratum corneum cells. So the cells in the deepest part of the epidermis keep making new epithelial cells, and the cells in the outermost layer, the stratum corneum, keep losing those dead epithelial cells that are filled with keratin. The dermis is the layer deep to the epidermis, and it's a supporting layer filled with blood vessels and nerves and lymphatics and glands and hair follicles and sensory receptors and mast cells, and it's tightly stuck to the epidermis. It itself has a couple of layers. We talk about the papillary layer being the layer of the dermis next to the epidermis, and the reticular layer being the deeper layer. Reticular means that we see a lot of collagen fibers in there. So it's the reticular layer, it's the dermis that's really giving the skin elasticity and strength, and it's this change in collagen that we see in here, and also gravity, that with age makes the skin wrinkled and looser and doesn't bounce back quite so quickly when you pinch it. Deep to the dermis is the hypodermis, hypo below, which is also known as the subcutaneous fascia. In here we've got the blood vessels and the nerves and the lymphatics that are travelling in this layer to get to the dermis. We've got more sensory receptors, we've got the roots of the hair follicles down here, so there's a real overlap between the dermis and the hypodermis, and some of the glands extend down here as well. Now, thin skin versus thick skin. Well, thin skin is hairy and covers most of the body. Thick skin is hairless, and we find it on the palms of the hands and the soles of the feet. So if it's hairless, that means there are also no sebaceous glands, because those oily glands secrete their sebum onto the hairs. Well, that's great, because if you're using the palms of your hands and soles of your feet, oh, there's my timer. You're walking on the soles of your feet, you're using the palms of your hands to grip things, so no sebaceous glands means less slippy. Also, possibly having less hair means that there's a better grip. But the thick skin here means that those parts of the body are better adapted to abrasion and, you know, dealing with the outside world and being abraded away, because the skin there is literally thicker, well, than most. Anyway, right, that's it. That's my time up. That's enough skin. See you next time.